880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we have got a great show for you today. Topic of the show, Miami and the U, the story of Miami's amazing condominium recovery. It is party time again. We're also going to talk sports medicine, helping the weekend warrior. Our guest from U Health, that's the University of Miami Medical System. We call them U Health on the show. That's going to be Lee Kaplan, MD. He's a renowned specialist in sports medicine and arthroscopic surgery. He's the chief of U Health Sports Medicine, a division of the Department of Orthopedics at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. The division is the official sports medicine provider for the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins. Then at about 5:30, we're going to have Craig Worley on. Craig is a CREFRICS, which means he's a smart guy. He's president of Focus Real Estate Advisors. Craig has been performing market studies for the Miami Downtown Development Authority for many years. He will discuss the condo market in the Miami CBD, the market in downtown Brickell and north of Brickell, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He and I wrote an article, and you'll be able to pick up that article off of the website. So you can go to our website, www.freedonbusiness, if you want to learn more about what Craig and I are going to talk about. Around 5:50, we'll have Lolly Green MSW. She's going to call in, and she is going to give us her upbeat, positive minute, and she's going to talk about the theory of like attracts like. And then I'm going to do some more emails and talk about the things that get under my skin at the end of the show. This week, I'm going to talk about the education cuts that are going on all across the country and how disgusting it is, because it absolutely is the foundation of our nation's future. The fact that they continue to cut education is a personal abomination. Juan, give it to me.
Now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
Thank you so much, Barry White. I really appreciate it. And hey, coincidentally, Juan from Brickell. I love my condo. I rent it. I want to buy it. Have I missed the bottom? Short answer, yes. Yes, you did, Juan. But the reality is that the bottom was never as deep as anybody thought it was going to get. Granted, prices are probably dropped to 40% off of the original list price, but that doesn't mean that it was overpriced or underpriced. That just means that they hadn't hit the right price. Once the market found its pricing and its footing, it absorbed pretty rapidly. All of the deals that people wanted to see or thought they'd see never really occurred. So if you thought you missed the bottom, I don't know that we ever really hit the bottom. I think we may have grazed it or saw it from a little bit above. But if you want to buy your condo and it makes sense and you can get financing, or you want to buy all cash, I suggest that you go ahead and buy it, because I don't believe that we're going to see an incredible oversupply of condos again in the next development cycle. It'll take at least one more cycle after that for everybody to forget how tough it was, and then they'll go back to out-of-town guys making loans. But if you really want to know what's going on in the condo market, stick with us. In about 30 minutes, we're going to have Craig Worley on. He's the expert on condo valuations. All you realtors out there, you'll want to make sure you stick with us too. Lewis, I play lots of sports, and I'm always hurting myself. What can U Health do to help me avoid injury? Well, Lewis, we'll make sure that we ask Dr. Lee Kaplan. Dr. Kaplan is the head of orthopedics and he's in the orthopedic department there. He's the chief of the U Health sports medicine department. I know that all the people at Grove Physical Therapy that I go to think he's the real deal. I can't wait to talk to him. And again, he's with the University of Miami Health System. We call them U Health on the show. And Dr. Kaplan is somebody that everybody in town respects, including our next emailer, Ricardo. Rick writes, Dr. Kaplan's the man. Oh, this must be Rick Komatar. Rick Komatar is writing us and telling us that Lee Kaplan is a cool dude and he's the ultimate. So we can't wait to have Dr. Kaplan on our show. And a high five out to Rick Komatar, one of our earlier guests from U Health. He is the man. Steve, I loved your article on the condo market. Have you done other articles? Will there be more? Hey, Steve, yes, I have done other articles. They're all up on the website. You can check them out at www.freedonbusiness.com, and you can read all about some of the things that I've said about the Marlins Stadium, financing, my interaction with Governor Christine Todd Whitman, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And yes, I'm planning more articles. The next article I'm planning is going to be on the retail market. So look for that to come out probably in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and we'll have somebody on our show to talk retail. We haven't figured out exactly what we're going to write about or who we're going to write about it with, but I'm leaning towards writing about the redevelopment of the major malls that are not Class A. There's a lot of malls out there in Miami. You might think Westland Mall or the 163rd Street Mall that are not fortress malls. Those are malls like Aventura and Dadeland. And the expansions that go on and the doubling and tripling down at Aventura and Dadeland are coming at the expense of these other malls. We'll talk about that in the next few weeks with a special guest. So stay tuned. But Steve, thanks for the comment on the condo market. And if you want to read it, just go to the website, www.freedonbusiness.com. Okay, Penny from Boca. I wonder if this is the same Penny that used to email us. Hey, Matt, high five out to you, bro. This is your Penny, I'm sure. Penny from Boca. It's definitely her. Penny from Boca, I loved your tie from last week. Do you have any other tie stories? Well, Penny, I do have other tie stories. We're going to hold those over for some other time because most of them are not appropriate for radio, but we will find some more tie stories for you. And as a follow-up to last week, I did package up the email and send it to my boss that worked with me that made sure that I bought the tie. She cracked up and she remembered it. And yes, that is the corporate culture of that firm. And yes, I am wearing another Hermes tie today. Walter from Atlanta, I need some equity for my real estate deal. Can you help? Yes, I can, Walter. Our office has private sources of equity that we have internally from our own personal earnings, as well as other families that we do business with. We are an excellent source of private capital. If we can help you capitalize your transaction, give me a call. Jim Fried at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Walter, if you're in Atlanta, first of all, thanks for tuning in and listening in. I guess you're on TuneIn Radio or the internet. We can get you in. Equity. It depends on the property transaction. I'm not so sure we're interested in funding new construction, probably on a case-by-case basis, but if you've got a situation that you think can yield equity returns, we're interested. Give me a call, Jim Fried at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Sandy from Fort Lauderdale writes, I've been following your tweets about the Opal Conference. Well, Sandy, I guess you sent that yesterday because I forgot my phone today, so I wasn't tweeting. But, oh, that's right. Johnny, Social Media 305 was there tweeting. So, yeah, I guess we were sending some good tweets from the Opal Conference. But what was my key takeaway? My key takeaway is that private investors are going to become a bigger and bigger source in real estate. The generational transition in income from the last generation to the next generation is going to cause a lot of money to move into hands that haven't had control of it yet. And most of those hands want to stake out their claim as the person that made a fortune for the family. And what they're going to do, they're going to invest in real estate. So real estate is white hot in the individual high net worth investor market right now. I learned that at the Opal Conference, and I also learned who to call to get that kind of money. Now, if you want to know, you can either go to one of the Opal conferences or you can call me, Jim Fried, at 305-854-5000, extension 222, because I'm out there looking for equity for your real estate deals. Call me with your deals. I've got your money. Vivian. Hey, Vivian. How you doing? I lost weight. I lost a lot of weight, and now I don't look so good. What can you help do to help me get my healthy glow back? Well, we'll talk to Lee Kaplan about that. But he really does sports medicine. Maybe what we need to do is talk to our guest next week. Next week, we're going to have Teresa Glynn. She's the instructor and associate chair for the clinical service in their Department of Physical Therapy. So I guess once Dr. Kaplan's finished fixing you up, he sends you over to Teresa to make sure that you work right. All right. I think I'm getting what's going on over there at UHealth. They take care of your whole body all the time. They're awesome. Rick in Miami. Lee is the man. That's right, Rick. Lee's the man. And that's Rick Komatar sending me another email. Rick, stop hitting the resend button, dude. Dave in Aventura, big day in sports. What are you watching tonight? Well, I don't know. I got to admit, I watched the Marlins blow the lead again today. Heath Bell, get a clue, dude. Either start pitching, start earning your salary, or we need a new closer. Because the guys, when they take a lead into the ninth, they deserve to keep it. So I watched that while I was spinning up for the radio show after the Opal conference on my way over. Then, tonight, I just might watch Game 7 of the Panthers hockey. I can't believe I just talked about hockey, but I might just do it because I fell asleep the last time they were in a Game 7. Or no, it was a Game 4. It was a Game 4. They got swept that time. Gosh darn it. Well, I wish them nothing but the best. It's really a sort of a Broward County-focused event. But when I was down at the bank here in Miami, the guys in line were all angry because they had to work tonight and they wanted to go see that game. So I think I'm going to watch the Panthers tonight because I don't think too many guys are going to be playing for the Heat. That's what I'm doing. So, Dave, if you're watching sports tonight, my pick is the Panthers hockey game. Now, let's go to a short break, and then we'll be right back with Dr. Lee Kaplan, MD. He'll be calling in. He's the chief of the UHealth Sports Medicine Division. He's the Department of Orthopedics at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. That division is the official sports medicine provider of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins. We're going to ask him about things such as what does their program do? What injuries do they treat? What are some of the most common injuries that they encounter? What makes their sports program unique, their sports medicine program unique? We may even have some calls from some of the physical therapists that have been touting the fact that they know him and love him. And we're going to talk about how they operate with the Hurricanes and the Marlins and how that can benefit your treatment. And I think we're going to go to break. Juan, let's go to break. We'll be right back, and we'll have Dr. Lee Kaplan from the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. He works with the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on our program. Hey, this is Jim Freed. Make sure you register for the 3rd Annual Bergstrom Center's Golf Scholarship Tournament. It is going to be awesome. I go, I play, I've got great people. They are absolutely terrific. And if you want to sponsor, go online right now at www.realestate.ufl.edu/golf. So if you want to be a sponsor, donate online to realestate.ufl.edu/golf or email uffaremiami@gmail.com for more information. It's going to be an absolutely awesome event. It happens every year, and I want to make sure that you get out there. It's going to be Saturday, June 9th, an 8 a.m. shotgun start at the Inverary Golf and Country Club, Lauderhill, Florida, the University of Florida Bergstrom Center Scholarship Golf Tournament. If you want more information, register online, www.realestate.ufl.edu/golf. You can go there to become a sponsor and also donate.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are going to play a little shuffle of deck here because Dr. Kaplan's office just called and he is in a medical emergency. So we are going to go right to Craig Worley. Craig Worley is on. Craig is the president of Focus Real Estate Advisor. He's been performing market studies for the Miami Downtown Development Authority for many years. We're going to discuss the condo market in the Miami Central Business District yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I have a secret. Craig gave me my first performance evaluation when I was out of college, so I have to be good to him. Welcome to the show, Craig Worley.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
All right. Now, Craig, what was the market like back in 1999?
Well, in 1999, we were at the tail end of the last expansion period, Jim.
Okay, so what does that mean at the tail end of the last expansion period? There was units for sale. The market was balanced, though?
Market was still pretty well balanced. We had a fairly stable period through the mid to late 1990s, and we were then looking at the dot-com bubble coming in to interrupt
the good
the market
times
a little bit.
All right, but what I remember about 1999 was that was the first time that the out-of-town developers started knocking on my door looking for deals.
That's right.
And, you know, what I found was that they had a different agenda. Back in the day, that the original development guys that were doing apartments here but mostly were entrepreneurs doing one deal at a time. There weren't a lot of systematic developers, were there?
Not too much. We've been pretty much a localized market up until the last cycle.
Okay, well, when did you notice the run-up starting to occur, and what were some of the signs that you saw?
Well, the first evidence seemed to occur around 2001, and we were seeing some acquisitions in the beginning of the wave of condo conversion activity that has ultimately decimated professionally managed large-scale rental apartment projects.
Well, I did a condo conversion. It was on a deal that I believe the related companies built up in Highland Beach. It was great. It went smoke, and we financed it with General Electric. We were in and out in probably less than a year. GE made a fortune. The equity partners made a fortune. And then everybody got the idea, and it seemed to go to pot real soon after that.
It sure did.
Yeah, well, everybody wants to buy those fractured condos. Now, one of the stories that I have is that the out-of-town developers and I were working on a site that was behind Lohman's Plaza in the old Thunder Alley. And we went to one of the developers, rather the landowner. He had owned a bar there for a while, operated as a marina. And we went to him, it was probably the year 2000, 2001, and we said, hey, we'd like to buy your land. We put it under contract for $18,500, just like we did on all the other five or six different deals I did with these guys. And the guy says, I'll take your offer, write it up, give me a letter of intent, and I'll take your offer. We come, we bring the letter of intent the next day. He goes, I'm not interested. We go, what the heck happened? And one day he goes, well, somebody just offered me $30,000, a door. I said, whoa, how does that happen? He goes, well, they're going to build condos. We said, well, that's okay, we'll go across the street. They wanted $35 a door across the street already. My guys turned into net land sellers. So that's when I knew that the boom was really, really in full swing. And They did that there. Now, let's see what happens, because Juan's got a call. Maybe it's the doctor calling in. All right, we've got Dr. Kaplan calling in. Craig, you're back on hold. We've got the Dr. Kaplan, Dr. Lee Kaplan, MD, a renowned specialist in sports medicine and arthroscopic surgeries, the chief of UHealth Sports Medicine. Their division is the official sports medicine provider for the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins. Dr. Kaplan, boy, am I psyched to meet you on the phone and can't wait to meet you in person. Heard a lot about you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys having me on today.
It's our pleasure. First of all, Rick Komotar wanted to make sure I said that you're the best.
No, we're really happy to have Rick down in Miami. I mean, to have that level of you know, real neurosurgical oncology people who have the brain tumors is really fabulous.
Yeah, he keeps threatening to come down and do an open craniotomy while I'm on the air. Now, tell us a little bit about the UHealth Sports Medicine Program, Doc.
Well, when I came down here, our primary purpose was to develop a multidisciplinary sports program. And what I mean by that is not just take care of the things that need surgery, ACLs, rotator cuffs, and all of those, but to take care of all the issues that happen with active people. Although you mentioned we take care of the Hurricanes and the Marlins, the majority of our patients are people who have regular jobs, policemen, firemen, teachers, business people, et cetera, and they get hurt, but they enjoy staying active. And it is a very active community. So our goal is to provide a complete level of services. So we have primary care sports medicine. One of my partners, Dr. Page, and Dr. Lesniak and I specifically see things that are usually surgically related. We also have a concussion program here and work with our campus, the Coral Gables campus and the Wellness Center, on sports nutrition and sports psychology.
Well, that sounds great, and I really am interested to hear that you've got the Concussion Center. How new is that?
The Concussion Center is not new.
Really?
It's new within sports medicine here since I got here 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
We're very fortunate. We may have the most experienced team in the state. Jillian Hotz, who's a neuropsychologist who has dealt with head injuries for a long time at Jackson, high-level head injuries, is teamed with Kester Ned, a neurologist, and they've been working together since the early 90s. And in fact, in the mid-90s, I took Jillian to Dr. Hotz to a high school football game that was at the Orange Bowl. If my recollection is correct, it was a Southridge-Carroll City game when those two were a very dominant team.
Sure.
And she's Canadian, loved hockey, and she couldn't believe how hard these high school kids hit and said, they need a clinic. And I said, absolutely. So when I was recruited to come back down here, one of the first things I said was, we really need a top-level concussion clinic. And they were pivotal, this group, in pushing through our new concussion laws in the state of Florida, which specifically, if a young person gets hurt at any level, it can be Little League all the way through college, they have to come off, be evaluated by a physician before they can go back in. And so we have that program here. We have it starting in May in Plantation. We're really excited. We've known concussions were a problem for a long time at UM. And so it's been really important to us to get it out to the community, and we've done a pretty good job of doing that.
Well, it sounds like it's another way that you lead the field in everything. Now, we talked a little bit about the program. We talked a little bit about some of the injuries that you treat. What are some of the most common injuries that you encounter?
Well, probably the most common one is just a cartilage injury in the knee. There are two types of cartilage, the articular cartilage, which is like the white on the end of the chicken bone, and then the meniscus, which is a cushioning cartilage. And younger athletes injure their meniscus sometimes with ligament injuries like an ACL injury of the knee, or they just injure it wrestling or in cutting sport. And then as we get older, there's kind of a natural degeneration in that tissue that a lot of people have. And so many patients are, you know, 45, 55, 65 who also have those injuries don't have arthritis in the knee, but the meniscus cartilage is bothering them. So that's a very common injury. We see a lot of ACL injuries, the anterior cruciate ligament injury, which is an important ligament for anybody that wants to do cutting sports down here, tennis. We actually have a lot of people with snow ski here. And then obviously our competitive sports of baseball, football, basketball. We do a lot of shoulders here. We see throwing injuries such as rotator cuff injuries, labral injuries, slap injuries you hear of with throwers.
Sure.
And elbow surgery, Tommy John surgery for, you know, a lot of the baseball players that get hurt doing that. Those are the most common. But we'll see people who have other kind of musculoskeletal related sports type injuries. And then I'm only a part of a large department of orthopedic surgery at the University of Miami that takes care of everything from spine to orthopedic tumors to trauma, hand surgery, foot and ankle surgery. So we feel pretty confident that I can refer across the board to any of my partners, and they'll do a really good job taking care of somebody.
Now, what makes the UHealth Sports Program unique? Because it sounds like you've got some really good stuff going on over there.
I think there are a lot of good people, but I think what really makes us unique is the combination of the talent at the university that we've been able to surround ourselves with. I'm really excited about tomorrow. It's just a little bit of luck that we get to speak tonight, but we've formed within the School of Medicine the UHealth Sports Performance and Wellness Institute, and that allows us cross-collaboration. So right now we have research projects going to the genetics group, to find out why certain people have different responses. Like I mentioned, the meniscus surgery, the most common surgery in orthopedic surgery. Why does one person get back more quickly than another? Well, we're looking at the individual's genetic makeup to see if there's anything there. We're working with biomedical engineering and genetics to look at if a young person has a cartilage injury, what should we do to stop a negative response to the tissue and break down and get arthritis? Working with kinesiology, with their athletic training students, obviously our athletic department, where football has been king for a long time, but we have a number of other excellent programs. You know, our basketball program's improving. We have two national championships under this coach in baseball. Our track coach is the U.S. Olympic track coach, Amy Deem. So that collaboration with the other people on campus, I think, is critical. Our physical therapy department, since I got here, they understand what we're trying to achieve. We're not just trying to achieve somebody after surgery getting back to being functional. I'm trying to get them back, and my partner's trying to get them back so that they are at their maximum. So getting with people that understand our goals, understand, you know, that we're trying to maximize what each individual can do, that's the key to it. And not really working on an island, but being able to collaborate with other people. And then being at the university, there's some people that are younger that have heart issues. It's no problem. Their cardiologist will take care of the heart issues. We'll take care of the knee or shoulder issue, where being somewhere else, they may be a little concerned about doing that. But being in a university hospital, we're comfortable, you know, with the more complicated issues.
No, it sounds really great, and that's sort of like a tease for next week. We've got Teresa Glynn from your physical therapy department on next week, so I guess she's going to follow up on this just the way she does on your patients.
Oh, it's pretty, you know, and she's done a great job. She's opened two clinics in the last year with others on the docket, and her therapist, one of her people that leads kind of their charge is Louis Fagenbaum, and he's currently opening. We're opening a physical therapy center at the Marlins ballpark, which is great. It's state of the art. It's got the newest equipment, and you actually are looking right into the right field over the right field wall.
Now wait a minute. Now that's next to Kosher Corner, right?
Right next to Kosher Corner. After your hot dog, you can get all the therapy you want.
I was wondering when you guys were going to activate that. I've walked by that a number of times, so I can actually go get my PT at a Marlins game?
We're not going to actually do the physical therapy during the games. But you can imagine how when the players, you know, the Marlins aren't playing, there's plenty of parking and plenty of ability to get in and out of the stadium. So it was a nice opportunity for both the Marlins and for the U.
No, it's great branding. I love it. I love the fact that you keep rolling back there on the screen. And I've walked by there three or four different times with my friends and tried to figure out what was going to happen there. And so that really sounds exciting. I'd love to go get my PT there with, you know, in the stadium and all that stuff. And it is very easy to get to and centrally located. Now, what is your experience with the providing the sports medicine for the Hurricanes and the Marlins? How does that benefit your patients?
I think it helps them a lot. I think first and foremost, when you deal with people who professionally need their bodies to perform, you understand how important it is to them, and you understand how debilitating a particular injury is. And in saying that, you wind up being able to learn lessons from them, learn lessons about how they do in physical therapy. We can research these type of injuries in very high-level competitive people who have an unbelievable, high-level athletes have an unbelievable ability to heal. And then we can take those and translationally take those back to the clinic and explain those risks and benefits and everything else to our other patients and put that into the parameters that they can use and understand.
Well, I got to just tell you, if you told me that I hurt my arm and this is what you did for Josh Johnson last year, I think I'd be pretty impressed right there. So,
well, he sure has been pitching. If we just need to hit a little better for him, we'll be all right.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal this afternoon, but that's a topic for another day. Now, if somebody thinks that they may, and by the way, congratulations, because all the arms, that ain't the problem. if somebody thinks that they may have suffered a sports injury, what do you think they should do, Doc?
I mean, we're happy to see anybody that wants to be seen. We have clinic either 5 or 6 days a week, depending on the time of year. They can call 305-243-4000. I have great partners. Any of us will see that person, and we're glad to take care of them.
Well, Dr. Lee D. Kaplan, MD, he's a renowned specialist in sports medicine, arthroscopic surgery. He's the chief of UHealth Sports Medicine, a division of the Department of Orthopedics at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. That division is the official sports medicine provider for the University of Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins. Dr. Kaplan, I've heard a lot about you. You were terrific on the show. I can't wait to meet you in a social setting real soon.
Dynamite. Take care. I'll see you when you're buying those kosher hot dogs.
Oh, you're the man. See you soon, Doc.
Take care.
All right. We'll be right back after this short break with more Freedom Business.
In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Wow, I hope you were there for the awesome interview we have with Lee Kaplan. Dr. Lee Kaplan, he is the head of the University of Miami UHealth Sports Medicine Division of the Department of Orthopedics at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. It's the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth. The dude was awesome. Hope you don't need him, but if you do, you better go see him. And now, back with Craig Worley. Craig, welcome back. We had to get the doctor in because he was up to his elbows in an emergency and needed to get back, so we kind of short-stopped you a little bit, Craig. So let's start from the beginning. We talked about what the market looked like in 1999. Give me a little bit of a reset. What did things look like in the beginning before all the cranes hit Miami?
Well, it got quiet. We had the dot-com bust, and we had a couple of years of economic recession, and that basically was reflected in the real estate market. And in fact, Jim, I think it's really important that an underlying factor a lot of people tend to forget with regard to what generated both the downtown Miami boom and the real estate boom across the country was credit. factor.
Yeah, it was a credit bubble. What happened was they gave everybody too much credit, more credit they deserved, and the credit boom, you know, gave them leverage. Leverage increased pricing.
Well, and the motivation was that, again, people had seen traditional financial investment vehicles let them down. I had a couple of cycles where the 401k took bad hits, and so what's better to invest in something that's performed historically absolutely with consistency, and that's residential real estate.
And they had something, a hard asset that they didn't think would depreciate. And the lenders figured that they'd never get hurt because they're getting 20% down. What they forgot to remember was that people lost everything in the last time. They'd have no problem with just a 20% loss.
Right.
All right. And then we talked about how we noticed that the market started to heat up when all the out-of-town developers came in. And I gave a little story about how I was working on one deal and we were at 18.5 a door for the land price and it went to 35. And my guy said, sell. They weren't buying it anymore. And that's sort of where we left it off. Now, are you surprised that all of that product development? Now, how many units got built, Craig?
We had about 23,000 condominium units got added to the downtown Miami area. That's the greater downtown Miami area from Rickenbacker Causeway up to the Julia Tuttle and west to the I-95.
You know, it sounds like we built an entire new city.
Virtually, incredibly over virtually 100% increase in
the population and everything.
Population, absolutely.
You know, I've noticed that just in the traffic patterns, and I don't mean on Brickell Avenue. I mean the way people get in and out of Brickell, the way people get in and out of downtown, the fact that I have to wait for two light changes sometimes in front of my apartment in Midtown. It's just absolutely ridiculous, but there is no other way to describe it other than it's an absolute boom. And the next thing that's going to happen is that they're going to solve the transportation and infrastructure problems with internal circulation stuff. And I got to tell you, it's time to start taking cabs. Now, Craig, why did the property absorb so fast?
Well, what happened here, and I got to give you a little background.
Give me some more background.
You know, after the housing bubble burst with the cranes vanishing from the skyline, and we all remember that the national news stories touted downtown Miami as the epicenter of the housing market crash, featuring scenes of seas of cranes, and behind which were clouds and thunder and lightning. You may remember some of those national stories.
Oh, I have photos of that stuff.
By 2008, the largest segment of condominium product was brought online, and no one could imagine recovery in less than 5 or 6 years. As a matter of fact, I have to tell you a little side story there.
Please.
My colleagues with CRE and Rick's, a couple of strong local experts, John Blaze, Jack, and Richard Langhorne, actually, did a white paper with the CRE on when will the Miami condominium market recover, and this was in 2009. And the basic conclusion was that the Miami condo market included, from the standpoint of fundamental demand, it was reasonable, and I was certainly in that group as well, to assume that a 10-year supply of condominium units existed with sales below construction costs.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. When the developers came into town and they started building this stuff, they said to me that they didn't really, that in most markets they'd look for job creation and natural population growth. But in this case, they were anticipating the Black Swan event. They all bet on the Black Swan. They all bet on some Latin American guys coming in and bailing them out. What happened?
Well, you know, there's been a huge pent-up demand that's been relieved with the downtown area, because downtown area and surrounding is one of the largest employment concentrations in Southeast Florida. The only problem historically was there was no available housing for that middle rung of employee in the downtown area. I remember during the 10 years that I worked in the Southeast Financial Center in the heart of the CBD, the biggest issue was affordable parking for the employees.
Yes.
So what happened here was you had a choice of bad neighborhoods and very marginal property that nobody that was in middle management was really inclined to live in, or expensive bayfront condominiums.
Yeah, so they were just commuting in and breaking their necks every day.
Exactly. So we had a little bit of this, build it and they will come, with the discounted value. Now, going back, you may recall, I was doing feasibility studies for projects in the downtown area.
And $500 a foot.
At the beginning.
$500 a foot.
They stopped listening. And
yeah,
we had, as I think you've cited, people coming in without the significant experience getting in and doing projects, and they stopped listening as to what the fundamentals really were, what the supportable price and value factors
were. Well, because they couldn't build for that. That's why they didn't want to hear it. Now, Craig, what are we seeing in today's market?
Miami has become a true anomaly among major U.S. downtown areas. You recall about a year ago, the NAIOP gave Miami the designation of the 24-hour city.
Yeah, it's now like an international core investment city.
Absolutely has become a different class. It's moved from one class to another and is an exceptional foundation for a long-term
I never thought I'd hear Miami mentioned in this sentence. Well, the best markets to have apartments are Washington, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Miami. Huh?
Well, who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk that at this point, just 2 or 3 years ago, that Miami would be leading, you know, would be a leader in terms of a recovery
situation? Oh, it's on fire. It's absolutely on fire out there in the multifamily development market for condos. I just went yesterday to the development groundbreaking of Milicento, the Related Group's new project. We're talking about our article that Craig and I wrote together, which is called Miami After the U, the story of Miami's amazing condominium recovery. It's party time again, and that's really what's been going on. I went to the party last night. It was just like a flashback to 2005, 2006. Lines of people, you know, lots of shrimp, lots of smoke, lots of mirrors, lots of loud music, lots of brokers, lots of developers, lots of financial guys. It was party time. It was great. And there's something different about those deals that are getting done now, Craig. What's that?
Well, there's a high percentage of equity.
They're being built for all equity.
Mostly. And that's a phenomenal change from the historic profile for development in the initial phase of the last cycle, for sure.
In Miami, but not in other parts of the world.
That may be.
You know, so other parts of the world, the Latin Americans, the buyers, they're ready to deal with this. They do this all the time. This is what they're used to. So I guess that's something that now that we're the Latin American capital and we're considered an international core city, there's new deals getting done. Now, what do you think we're going to see in the pipeline coming at us?
Well, right now we've got a little over 4,000 units in the
pipeline,
quote, active pipeline, although the timing is a little uncertain with a good portion of that proposed inventory. I think we will see substantial development, but don't forget there's a significant opportunity for particularly a combination of the multifamily rental and as well as additional condominium, which has been, and we can't forget, I absolutely, you know, would not want to pass over the fact that our recovery really is attributable to a predominantly international, foreign national, Latin American, all cash buyer coming in and recognizing the long-term value of investment in the downtown area.
Well, let's call a spade a spade. I don't see a lot of international investors going and buying condos in Tampa and Orlando and Jacksonville. I think that we benefit here from South Florida for being the capital of Latin America, and I fully embrace it.
There's no question about that. It's the single major factor with regard to Miami and certainly the downtown areas.
Now, what will happen in downtown Miami? We talked about condos. We talked about apartments. How about retail and office? Just to touch on that just a little bit, because I think that in order to have this full breadth of property development and a full 24-hour city, I think that that it really started with Harvey Taylor building his Publix out there.
That was a big one.
You know, and now we've got three Publixes down there. We got, I don't know if it's Whole Foods or Fresh Market. I can't remember which one going into the north side of the river.
Whole Foods going okay. Into Met 3.
Met 3, okay, from my good friend Chuck Davis's Metropolitan Life. And so we're seeing real sustainable retail development. And now we're hearing big boxes and some of the Swire stuff, so it could be very interesting. I got to tell you, I never thought I'd say it. You can live in downtown Miami and not have a car.
That's exactly true, and a big factor, because we already, one of the big driving factors going into the cycle was the traffic congestion in Miami and the ability to get to the places of employment in the downtown area. But going back to your point with regard to the diversity of development, I think, and I'd like to point out that you can go to the MiamiDDA.com, and there's a wealth of information regarding, including our studies, but also a wider range of information. And we've done a variety of different types of studies, and I'm continue to do so. One that I've been very surprised, you'll be shocked, it's coming in the not-too-distant future, but...
You're teasing us.
I am teasing you. Keep an eye on it. Decade of change. Well, there's all of the attention and all of the emphasis has been on the residential component of development in the downtown area.
Oh, but how about retail? It's unbelievable what's going on.
It's quite amazing that across the land use categories, there's been a fairly significant and balanced expansion of constructed space over the last 10 years that people haven't really even noticed.
No, they don't. They don't even notice it.
It hasn't been there. So, and we're seeing, obviously, more because this population, which is dramatically expanded over the last 10 years, is supporting more restaurants, more, you know.
Well, thank God they are, because something has to go into the ground floor of all the poorly designed ground floor of all these condo buildings. That was the one thing that always scared me, was the condos were built for the condos, not for the ground floor retail. But it seems like the ground floor retail is starting to gain some acceptance.
Absolutely, and not to mention that more than doubling of hotel rooms in the downtown area.
That's another thing, is it's now a cluster of upscale hotels. These are things that make now downtown Miami a 24-hour, 365 business destination, and it's absolutely fabulous. Now, one of the things, last I want to wrap up, I want to just ask you the question this way. First of all, Craig, what other points are we missing that are really salient that we should go over sort of as takeaways?
Well, I think that... probably the biggest factor is that we've got a continuing expansion of employment and prospects with the new Life Sciences Center. I mean, there's a major well-paying types of employment coming up in the in and around the downtown area. So there's not been a stall in that. The other key factor is that with regard to the population that now, which has changed dramatically, the profile, and there was a specific study I have done for 2 years now on the population profile.
Oh, is it getting younger?
And the growth. It's getting very younger.
Oh, my gosh. I walked down there on a Friday night. All you saw was legs and high heels.
And it's incredible that you'll see some small children in strollers.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Young couples and families, young families.
So let me ask you one last question then. Did the vultures feast or not?
The vultures never really got to feast.
Oh, my gosh.
It was incredible for 3 years in a row. Everyone was, 2 years in particular, everyone was really looking and expecting, and it was common expectation that we were going to see a 20 to 30 cents on the dollar blowout with all these 23,000 units. Never happened.
Well, I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance. They should go to our website, Freedom Business website, www.freedombusiness. You can check out our article, Miami in the U, the story of Miami's amazing condominium recovery. It's party time, prepared by Craig Worley of Focus Real Estate and myself, Jim Fried from the Aztec Group. We're going to take a short break, Juan, and then we're going to come back with Lolly Green, MSW, and her positive energy, and then I'm going to let it all hang out. Stick with us. Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for health care too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we are back, and we have got Lolly Green, MSW. She is going to give us her positive energy infusion. Lolly, what's happening?
Okay, well, my subject thought for tonight is the theory that like attracts like, meaning that it makes self-confidence one of the most important elements that can lead to successful results. So self-confidence is the real subject, not...
Oh, it's self-confidence. Oh, I missed that part. Okay, great.
All right. When others detect an air of self-confidence about someone, they will want to trust that person. They'll want to do business with them, and most of all, will like to be with them. We react to our gut instinct when it comes to the bottom line of trusting people. Sure, we verify their credentials to know they can produce the results we want based on historical performance. We check to see what they've done in past situations. And if all that checks out, we make our personal evaluation of them based upon how we feel when we're around them. And trappings of success, like a nice car, tasteful clothing, personal grooming habits that we notice, all add to our decision to want to do business with this person. It's a combination of all of the above, but a self-confident attitude and actions will be a large part of why we make our decision. Can we work on our own self-confidence? Well, of course. Starting with the way we dress, we want to look sharp, and we can make sure we work out, stay active and healthy, all of which will help us feel confident. We can make sure we verbally express ourselves when we have something to add to a meeting or a conversation. Others will notice and think of us as a leader, someone who adds to the conversation in a positive way. And be grateful. Keep yourself aware of the many things you have that make up the person that you are. Make a contribution to the community, to the welfare of others, any way you can. All this will enhance your level of self-confidence, and it will draw others toward you.
Well, all I can say, Mom, is that people must really understand where I get it all from after that comment.
Okay.
You are absolutely awesome. Lolly Green, MSW, how do people get a hold of you if they want to find you?
Okay, my email is lgreen661@aol.com.
Hey, if you need some positive energy, call Lolly Green MSW. She gets my head straight every day. She's just terrific. Now we're going to go to our editorial segment of our show, and what I really want to do is... What I really want to do is start talking about the things that are most important to me about the economic recovery. And what's the most important thing to me about the economic recovery is good, solid access to education. About 6 months ago, we had Dr. Dave Denslow on. He was the guy that got me all fired up about being in business with my first economics class. He just retired this year. And I don't know if they're replacing him, but I do know that they're cutting down the computer science department at the University of Florida, and they're making other hard choices at other institutions of higher learning at just the wrong time. We need good, solid education and access to it so that we can continue to lead the world. The United States has led the world certainly since the post-World War II expansion has occurred, and way before that, I gotta believe. And we need to stay in front. Other people are coming up behind us, and we need to make sure that the young people, our children and our grandchildren, have the institutions, the educational institutions, to make sure that they can compete and win in the future society. And it is very important that we do not gut our educational system. I am going to work like the Dickens to start bringing people on this show to start talking about how important Education is, and education is the number one thing that we are going to start to emphasize on our show, because it's not really about just jobs. It's about careers, and it's about changing the world. And if you can do that, and you have the self-confidence that Lolly talked about, then you can make a difference. But you can't make a difference if you can't read, you can't write, and you can't compete in the academic circles that we have to compete in. And that is the most important thing out there today, is education for everybody. One, how much time? Two, all right. So what I want to do is I want to make sure that I thank our sponsor, the University of Miami Health System. We call them UHealth on our show. They deliver awesome guests every week. This week, we had Dr. Lee Kaplan on, who is the orthopedist that handles the Marlins and the Hurricanes. The guy was awesome. And the people that I know that have been there and the people that I know that worked with him in physical therapy say that he is a star. An absolute star, which makes sense because every one of the UHealth doctors that have come in here is a star. And next week, we have Teresa Glenn. She's an instructor and associate chair for clinical services, the Department of Physical Therapy at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. She has 20 years of experience in the field and is an expert in multi-facility management and growth and development of PT clinics. Her vision is to deliver premier centers for physical therapy wherever UHealth is needed. And she's going to be a collaborative partner in the full spectrum of healthcare for her patients. She's the follow-up act to Lee Kaplan. So we want to thank UHealth. As always, we want to thank our friend Hugo at DataCorp, the associates in business who make us look good on the internet. Social Media 305, getting the message out in Lolly Green MSW. Dr. Victor Franks wasn't on today because he's on a plane going to San Diego to get his internet training. And, of course, we always want to thank the NFL alumni, the UF Bergstrom Center, Nathan Collier, MSRE program, and I want to make sure I thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends about the show. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business and Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. Go to our YouTube channel. You'll see me go crazy. Our website, we get thousands of hits every week. Join us and contribute. And make sure that you listen next week for Fried on Business, 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 5. Remember, the person that wants to go out, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. I'm starting again, Juan. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now you go out there and you make it happen.
But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back.